shots, but I bogeyed the 16th hole, and then I pressed too much on 17th and 18th and made two more bogeys. So as I'm walking off the 18th green, through the bleachers, and up the shale path toward the iconic Grand Tudor Clubhouse, there he is waiting for me in the reserved area. I can guess the meeting we're about to have, but Bob doesn't know the secret I'm about to tell him. I give him a polite nod with no reference to my mindset, good or bad. On the way to taking care of my scorecard, unfortunately for him, he has to wait that 5 minutes while I'm doing my card, and I knew he was concerned about me. And I suspected he thought I was devastated. But that was not the case. Now, as Bob always says, I have a choice. I can allow those last 3 holes to negatively shape the rest of my career, which I have seen happen to other professionals. Or I can take away something positive. I had been learning this lesson since I was 18 years of age, and that day at Wingfoot was an epiphany. You see, a similar occurrence happened to me in the Irish Youth Championship, an important tournament in my homeland. I bogeyed 3 of the last 4 holes to lose the tournament. Kids can be harsh, using words such as choker. I had cried in the car park afterwards, but not because of what they called me. I think the real reason I cried was that I didn't know why I had bogeyed 3 holes at the end. Fortunately, I got over that experience with a solid record for Ireland and 3 Walker Cup appearances, 1991, 1993, and 1995, before I turned professional at age 24. But now, in 2006, with the understanding from Bob, I knew exactly what I was experiencing, nearly as if I were standing outside my own body watching it. I now had no doubt at the end of that championship. I told myself, I know how to get into this position, and I know how to win when I'm in this position. Until that U.S. Open at Wingfoot, I always felt that for me to win a major, I needed other players to help me out by playing poorly. But something incredible happened to me that week, and Bob was instrumental in making that a reality. He got me to the optimum position in my mental game. We had been working diligently on honing this attitude for quite some time. Whereas up to that point, I always hoped I could win a major, this time I knew that I could have won this major by myself. It was within my grasp. I didn't need to hole a long putt or get a lucky break. Bob had given me the confidence that I needed to fulfill my biggest dreams. Instead of thinking that I messed up, I was thinking that now I had a plan. And if I went through with my plan and did my process, it was good enough to win. I'd played just my normal golf that week, nothing spectacular, and I nearly won. I didn't have a great week of holing incredible putts or chipping in. Everything about my performance seemed totally within me. There was nothing extreme in how I played. I did feel mentally that week that I was right there, but physically, I was just ordinary. I'd set a plan and a process, and it delivered without my having a miraculous week. I had never had that feeling before. Previously, I always thought I had to do my absolute best to win a major, but suddenly, I realized that wasn't the case. So I come back out of the scorer's tent, and I have the biggest smile ever. I'm sure, to Bob's relief. I'm so excited. I'm like a little schoolboy with good news to tell. And I say to Bob, I know now I can win a major championship. This was a game-changing event for me, and the person I most wanted to share it with was Bob, as if he were my best friend. That's one of the reasons I like working with Bob. I'm always bouncing my ideas off him, and as always with Bob, it is a sharing experience. As much as he's trying to help you, he's always trying to learn. We're both getting better together. I learned from Bob that when you're comfortable mentally, good things happen. He knows how to make his players comfortable by helping to give them confidence in their ability. You always perform better when you're a big fish in a small pond, rather than a small fish